Now we're going to go to Maryland, where John wants to soundproof his basement. John, are you in a rock band?
No, actually, I'm a classical musician, and
Okay.
I play the clarinet, and I have one room in my basement that's about 12 by 12, and I'm just wondering, with a budget of about $500, $600, what you would recommend that I could do to make the most out of my money.
Well, to soundproof a room, you really need to control vibration. And, in an area, for example, like in a radio studio where we work, there are partition walls that basically separate the room from the broadcast area from the rest of the building so that there's not as much vibration. Seeing that it's probably hard for you to do that, the other thing that you could look to do is to break up that sound wave to avoid some of the echo effect that the flat walls have.
Nice soft surfaces.
Yeah, nice soft, cushy surfaces. Now, Leslie could probably get you some great decorating advice that would do the same thing, but I'm kind of a egg crate foam man myself, so
Okay.
so you can buy from broadcast supply places and recording supply studios the foam panels
Okay.
that are come in different colors and adhere up with glue and can basically break up that sound wave so that it's really just pure and not you're not hearing echoes back. But Leslie, what are some decorating ideas that he could have to give him some maybe more interesting looking spaces than my egg crates?
Well, the more stuff you have in the room, the better for sound absorption. So you're not going to have so much of the sound waves traveling. Maybe if you want to think about putting a lot of drapery on your walls to give it sort of an elegant and classical feel, you can get some nice, heavy, velvet-looking fabric that'll be really lush and absorb a lot of that sound. Even the more stuff you put on the walls, picture frames, posters, whatever you can put up there to help absorb that sound will really help you. Also, if you have leather furniture, that's like an echo chamber for sound waves. That really helps. Yeah, leather furniture, while it's attractive and a lot of people think it's great for a media room, it really sort of helps those sound waves bounce around more and almost muddles that sound. So if you've got leather furniture, put a throw blanket on it, something to sort of help absorb those waves rather than refracting it back.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for your help. I really enjoy your show.
You're very welcome, John. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, 888-666-3974.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.